Good afternoon, everyone. It's the 12th of March again. Well, still. I mean, I did because I did a post this morning. And I'm just coming down to put the dinner on. I'm not going to... That's not the purpose of this boo. I'm just going to put the chicken on, actually, as we're having roast chicken. But I want to tell you a story. I'm not sure what to call it. It might be called... closing the stable door after the horse has bolted. That would be pretty appropriate, really. It's a story of how something so simple literally could have made such a difference, and how what a costly mistake not having this information to hand in an accessible format for me. What a costly mistake it's been. Now, for those of you who are not in the UK, some people on low incomes can receive something called child tax credits. I'm just going to put my oven on to warm up. Pinky's run out. Now, child tax credits are paid for anybody who's got a child, not anybody, but anyone who's eligible, up to the age of 20 if they're in full-time education. And it usually equates to about £60 a week. That's the maximum, I think. So I was in receipt of child tax credits for Ronan after he left school, because he went on to college. He didn't stay on into the sixth form, he went to college. So I was in receipt of tax credits. Now, at the end of his first year of college, he decided he didn't want to go back to do the next part of the course. He passed the first part, but he didn't want to go back and do the second part. Sorry, let me just wash my hands. So, I received a letter last summer saying that the child tax credits would be stopped at the end of August unless they heard, you know, from me. As he wasn't going back, I didn't write to them, I couldn't contact them, and the payment stopped. Now, in sometime in, I think, November, I received a letter that shocked me to the core, because it said that I owed tax credit, HMRC, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. Apparently, I owed them £1,195 in overpayment of child tax credits. Now, first of all, I thought, is it because I'm married? Because you have to tell them if you get married so that you can have a joint claim. However, they did know I was married, and I couldn't have a joint claim because my husband isn't a British citizen, and therefore, until he becomes a British citizen, which he's not eligible to do for another three and three-quarter years, then he can't claim any benefits, which, you know, is fine. He didn't come here for that reason. So I'm just seeing if there's any giblets in this. No. Yuck, I do really hate touching raw chicken. Anyway, sorry about that, I'm just basting it with a bit of oil. So, I knew it couldn't be that. So when I rang them up, they told me the pure and simple truth was because they'd sent me out a form, so they said, that had to be signed, checked, the details of which had to be checked and signed and returned by the 24th, I think it was, of May 2014, so like 6 months previously. So I said, well, as far as I know, I never got this letter, which I don't think I did. Now, going back a bit, I'd asked them for my information in Braille years ago, and they said, we can't provide Braille, we'll send you out a DVD or a CD. Now, I don't know about anyone else who's visually impaired, unless they're Word documents, which these weren't, it was like spoken, I can't take things in. I can't take it in listening to it like that, because you can't, you know, when you've got to take something in, and you've got to check it, really check the details. I need to do that in my own format, my first format, which is like my first language, if you like. That's what I've equated to. My first language is reading with Braille, not listening. Okay, I have screen readers and voiceover on my phone, but, you know, my choice of everything would really be Braille. But I can't afford Braille screen readers because they're too expensive. It's a display. Excuse this foil noise. So, oh goodness, I forgot I've got to take the shelf of the oven out. I'm just loosely covering this. So I said to them, well, as far as I'm aware, I never received this letter, because if I had done and someone had read it to me, I said I would not have ignored it, knowing what the HMRC are like. I said, it's possible that I didn't get it at all, or it's possible that I did get it and I put it aside for someone else to read later, and someone either moved it or it got tidied up when we'd had a tidy up, and, you know, you used to have a tidy up periodically and you get a pile of letters and something and you put them in a drawer. I said, because you've got to understand, and I hate to play the blind card, but it's absolutely true. I said, when you can't see, you know, I said, if I was sighted, I would get the letter in the letterbox. I would take it out the envelope and read it there and then. I said, because I can't see, I have, I'm very restrained then, I didn't swear. So because I can't see, you know, I might have put it on a table somewhere, and, you know, if you can see, every time you walk past it, it's going to catch your eye, and you're going to think, oh, I must get that, I must read that letter, I must do something about that letter. I said, but when you can't see, you can't do that. I said, it's not an excuse, it's the truth. You know, it could sit there for 2 weeks and I might not know it's there, and then it might get tidied away. I mean, that may be mismanagement, but it happens. So I said, I was entitled to these tax credits. I said, I'm not now because my son's no longer in further education. I said, but I was entitled to them. Therefore, I don't see why I should have to pay this back. I said, the reason I got it in the first place was because I'm on a low income. So it doesn't make any sense to me. I said, my son hasn't got a job now. He has been trying to find one. He might not have, I didn't tell him this, he might not have made the biggest effort in the world. He lacks confidence in things like that. So I said, I'm not receiving anything for him except some maintenance from his dad monthly. So that, you know, the government aren't supporting him at all. I'm not saying they should do, but I'm just saying they're not. Because how, you know, the reason I qualify for child tax credits is because I'm on a low income. Now you're saying I've got to pay it back just because I didn't sign a form and send it back, because for some reason I never saw it, whether it was because it didn't come or whether, you know, whatever reason, I haven't seen it. I said, and so I'm expected to pay it back. I said, my health is very poor. I told them about that. I said, I can't work at the moment. I said, he's not working. We're not receiving any government funding for him. And I was entitled to this. It doesn't make sense to me. I said, I was entitled to this, but now you're expecting me to pay it back? I said, that was going to, you know, he's going to cripple me. So she said, okay, well, what we can do is I'll put it to my supervisors or whatever it is, manager or whatever, to see if we can get you exempted from paying it back because of your circumstances. She said, I'm not going to promise you anything because the rules are very stringent. She said, now, if you've been in hospital at the time the letter arrived, that's the only thing that we can really see that would let you off of it. And I said, well, I wasn't in hospital at the time. I said, I could have been, but, you know, I wasn't. I'm not going to lie about it because they could probably check up. And I wouldn't, you know, I'm not a dishonest person anyway. So She said, okay. So I didn't hear any more. And then I thought, I wonder what's happened about it. And then in January, I received a letter from a company, a debt collecting company, saying that the HMRC had passed them my debt. And I ignored it. I thought, well, they can sing for it. And then I got another letter saying that I had to pay it within 7 days because they'd heard nothing from me. And I thought, you know, it isn't going to go away. I better do something about it. So I rang them and I said, look, I told them what had happened. I said, I really think they're taking the pee. And I actually said those words. I said, hey, you know, I was entitled to the money. I said, I can't work. I told them about my health. I said, I really don't need this stress, you know, being threatened with 7 days to pay a debt which I don't believe I owe. I said, I want to. I said, I told the lady that if at the HMRC that if they couldn't, you know, make an exception for me, then she said that I could take it to a dispute. And I said, that's what I want to do. I want to dispute it. And he said, okay. And he even gave me the name of the form, the HMRC form, to dispute it. He was very nice. He said, I can see you don't need all this stress. He said, I'm going to pass the debt back to them. And I said, thank you very much. He said, I'm going to explain that you've got enough going on at the moment, you don't need all this. And I said, thank you very much for being so understanding, because a lot, you know, normally you wouldn't expect that from debt collectors, like bailiff type people. So that was that. So then I hadn't got round to doing it, because this all happened at the same time. Then I happened to notice that a large amount of money had been paid into my account. It was £1,400. And it was from the HMRC. And I thought, hang on a minute, what's going on here? So I rang them up and I told them what happened. And I said, is this a mistake? Because, you know, I'm frightened to do anything with it because I might end up having to pay it back. And they said, oh, no, it's, you know, it's due to a miscalculation. And I thought, well, as it's coming up for the end of the tax year, Pinky, as it's coming up for the end of the tax year, they'd underpaid me somehow. I didn't know how, but, you know, it can happen that you were overpaid. So I thought, well, people get tax rebates and all things like that. So I didn't think anything of it. And I spent some of the money. I didn't spend it all. And I didn't spend it on stupid things, but I did spend some of it. And then I had to put in a new claim for housing benefit because every so often they do a review. And they sent me a letter saying I still qualified for it. And then I got another letter saying that I hadn't provided the information they requested. And I definitely didn't get this letter. So I rang them up and I said, look, I've got the letter saying that I still qualify, but I didn't get a letter. So they said, okay, that's fine. So they read it out to me. I mean, some of the trouble might be because we haven't got a door number. I don't know. So anyway, they read out the letter and they wanted a copy of my tax credits. Now get down, Pink. My tax credit awards notice. So I said, I'm not on tax credits anymore. And they said, well, we've run a report on you and it's coming up that you are. And I told them, I said, well, I had some money paid into my account recently, but I rang them and they said it was a miscalculation. So they said, well, I suggest that you contact them and see what's going on. So I rang them up. And they told me that my claim, which I wasn't entitled to because Rona didn't go back to college, which I'd allowed to lapse when they said they weren't going to pay me anymore in August last year, had been reinstated. And then I said, well, I didn't ask for it to be reinstated. I said, you know, I didn't ask for this. How could they have got it so wrong? I said, I rang up and asked if I could be exempted from paying back that overpayment because it wasn't an overpayment. It was the fact that I didn't sign a form and return it because I never received it. Or if I did, I never knew about it. She said, oh, well, I'm really sorry, but when that happens, they reinstated your claim. And I said, why? She said, because that's the system automatically does it. And I said, but why does it automatically do it? I said, because I'm not entitled to it. And I knew that. And if you'd have told me, if the woman had told me on the phone, oh, this means that your claim's going to be reinstated, I said, I would have told her, no, don't reinstate it. I don't want it reinstated. I'm not entitled to it. So the long and short of it is, I've got to pay it back. And not only that, I've not only got to pay back the 1400, but
Because Ronan finished at college in July last year and I got paid up until the end of August, I've got to pay that back. So in time, and plus the fact for a few weeks I didn't realise because I just didn't look at my bank, my statement or anything, they'd been paying me for about a month and I didn't realise weekly. So in all, I've got to pay back £1,900. Now, the irony of all this is that the only reason they reinstated my claim is because when I rang up about that £1,200 that they first told me I owed them, they waived it. Apparently they waived it and reinstated my claim. Now, the irony of the whole thing is I owed £1,200 in the beginning. I would have been better off just paying that, even though I didn't see why I should have to, and I shouldn't have had to. So now I've got to pay back £1,900. That's been waived, but in waiving it, I've incurred another £1,900. Luckily, I didn't spend it all. I mean, I spent some of it, and I'm paying it back now. I'd have paid it, finished paying it back. Well, Obi's helping me. Paid it back by next summer. But I just think it's so stupid. The irony of the fact that I rang up to try and get that waived, they waived it. They didn't tell me they'd waived it. They waived it. They reinstated my claim. They didn't tell me they'd reinstated it. And then when I rang up and said, is this a mistake, this money being paid in? They said, oh, no, it's a miscalculation. Because they thought that I knew that it had been reinstated, I suppose. And I didn't, because they never sent me out an awards notice. And this brings me on to the next thing. I said, look, I've really had enough of all this. I mean, you know, it's going to kill me to pay this. I haven't spent it all, but, you know, it shouldn't have happened this way. I ended up shooting myself in the foot because once I said, well, why did they go on paying me till the end of August if now I've got to pay that back? She said, oh, well, they only would have paid you till the end of August if your son was going back to college or school in the September for the second year. And I said, okay, I understand that, but they wrote and told me, this: unless we hear from you, the tax credits will cease at the end of August. Well, they didn't hear from me, so they must have known then that he didn't go back. Anyway, it doesn't make any sense. The irony of it is, I owed £1,200, they waived it, and then they reinstated my claim, and now I've got to pay back £1,900, and that's excluding the £1,200, which they've said they've waived. I hope they have. So I said, look, this whole thing could have been avoided with one simple thing. And they said, well, what's that? If I'd had the information in Braille. If I'd had it in Braille, this would never have happened. If the first letter had come, like they reckon it did, in Braille, I would have read it straight away. The other thing is about the tax credit letters. When people try and read them to me, it doesn't make any sense. They can't make sense of it. No one understands it. Today, anyway, to cut a long story short, I said, I want my information in Braille. I asked three times, three different people that I had to speak to. Every time I asked, I thought, I don't have any faith that they're going to do this. So I will ask for it every time I speak to somebody as if it's the first time I've asked for it. And they go off they went off and they said, oh, we don't know if we can do that. And they came back, oh, yes, my supervisor said we can. We'll make arrangements. And so I thought, if I keep asking all these different people, one of them will get it right. And today, what did I get through the post? Two letters from them in Braille with a print copy, because I still needed the print copy for the housing benefit claim. One of them is saying about setting up my direct debit for my overpayment, and the other one is my tax credits award, which I need to say that I'm not entitled to anything, which I need for the council for housing benefit. And it's all in Braille, how they worked out my claim, when it was done, how much was paid to me, everything. I can read it, it's so easy. And if I'd have had that last year, and I'm not, and it's not my fault because I had asked for it and they said all they could give me was a CD. Well, guess what? My new laptop doesn't even have a disk drive. So if they'd have given me that back then when I asked for it, none of this would have happened because the chances are the Braille letter would have arrived. I would have found it. I would have read it. Oh, I've got to sign this and I've got to sign this form and send it back. And I would have done it straight away. Now it's a hefty, hefty, it's like a fine, really. It's a hefty, costly mistake because of their, ineptitude. And the other one, housing benefit, this is my real gripe. I'm still waiting for them to come up with something in Braille for me. Because again, I said, look, I'm really fed up with having to rely on other people to read my post. Okay, yes, there's things you can scan. There's the KNFB, is that what it's called? KNF, whatever. You know what, I can't think what it's called. Reader thing. I can't afford that, basically. And I don't see why I should have to, I don't see why I should have to pay out something like that. I know it's a one-off payment, but I don't see why I should have to do it when no one else has to pay extras to be able to read their letters. I'm talking about government departments here. The other, you know, and I've had this issue with ASOS or whatever they're called, when I had to apply for the ESA, when we went over to ESA, because I asked for my form in Braille, and I spent 3 hours. Because I had to get my son Connor to fill it in for me. So what I did, it was just in the middle of all the fire hoo-ha. So I was living at my mum's, he was living at his dad's with Ronan. So I had to arrange for him to specially come over. So what I did, I got the form in Braille, and I sat down, and in a Word document I wrote all my answers to the questions, so that when Connor came over, he could just get the computer and read it all, and I'd already have checked through it, you know, made sure I'd put everything I wanted to, made my points, and he could just literally copy it into the form. Huh, what a joke. The Braille form was totally different to the print form. Some of the questions weren't even there. I don't know whether they weren't there on the Braille form or on the print form. They were all numbered differently, and I thought, you know, this is the sort of crap we have to deal with. And in 2015, I don't think it's acceptable. Especially from government departments. I mean, how long have we been getting our bank statements in Braille? Donkey's years. The banks can do it. The utility companies can do it. The phone companies can do it. Government departments, oh, we don't know if we can do that. It's 2015. Get with it, you lot, because now, sorry, it winds me up, because now, all because I didn't have that in a format that I could read, basically, I've incurred a big cock up with it all, and now I've got to pay the price, literally. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. Why don't these government departments, you know, why don't these benefits agencies, they should be in the forefront of making things accessible for people. They are lagging, seriously lagging behind. Oh, that's certainly been my experience. Anyway, I'll talk to you all soon.